heard Scorch Trio before, you know that the threesome of Paul Nilsson Love, Ingebrigt Håkker Flaten, and Raoul Bjørkenheim tear it up like few trios playing today. Brolt is their third album to date, and it finds them continuing down the path of incendiary, face-melting improvisation. Each member by themselves is a powerhouse, and when they all come together in the same room, the results are often blinding. Ulstra opens the release in familiar territory, with some painterly but raw guitar work by Bjørkenheim playing off some insanely frenetic drum work from Nilsson Love for several minutes. Eventually, Flaten enters the mix with some massively filtered bass, and the three form a unique dance where they seem to dive into the fire together for moments before spiraling off in separate directions again. The drumming is particularly ferocious, only following below machine gun levels in a few breath-catching moments. Fortunately, an aural breath arrives in Bastion as Bjørkenheim turns in some droning playing on an electric viola de Gimbri, as Nilsson Love keeps things sparse and Flaten adds some deep bass hits and washes. From there, the group lets the listener have very little downtime, with only the beginning of the sparse and haunting gabba providing a bit of quiet before it slowly weaves into a furious second half. Shorter tracks like Heiss and Graps pack just about as many notes and percussive hits as possible into their running lengths, leaving only a vacuum of air in their wake. While the group has again recorded the release in a single room with analog microphones, they do use effects and electronics, and those latter elements make for what is easily one of the best pieces on the album in the closer of Blurring. As the title somewhat suggests, they make much more use of some weird delays and other lagging effects to create a sort of smearing of sound that takes their work and pushes it into an even more psychedelic space that's absolutely stunning. Hopefully, it's a sign of even more future fuckery to come, as it takes their sound, which they've refined in great ways over three albums, and pushes it into yet the next level.